Here are today's top stories. President Obama held his year-end press conference today, his last one. What a concept, a politician that answers questions at press conferences, and one that wears his tie at the right length. The president promised to retaliate against the Russian hacks. Come on, Obama, no need to name call. He also talked about the improving economy and spoke about what America needs to do, punctuated by several long sighs. And not once did Obama tell us how great he is, which is so weird. I mean, is he great if he doesn't say it or make hats? Obama's like the cool uncle who plays hoops and brings us big novelty pencils from his trip to New York City. Trump, he's more like the drunk, angry uncle who makes up nasty nicknames for all the kids. Hey, Snotty! Look at Snotty! Sorry, I had a runny nose. One time. Shouldn't stick with me this long. On the other hand, President-elect Trump is busy on his thank you tour, which is confusing because I think Trump wants you to thank him. Sure. Actually, last night he told a crowd in Pennsylvania that he wanted to thank quote-unquote smart African-Americans for not voting for Hillary. Wait, is this meant to be offensive? I'm confused. Is this Trump's way of like pushing boundaries like my 9-year-old does after watching Saturday Night Live? Hey, Dad, in a box. Yeah, I get it. All right, I get it. You can't say that. All right. If the cabinet confirmations stand, Donald Trump's big four cabinet members, Justice, Secretary of State, Defense, and Fed, will all be white males for the first time since 1993, which, if I'm not mistaken, was the outspoken campaign promise for Trump, right? So it's not surprising. But for all the younger people in our audience, cabinet members used to hide their loyalties to big banks and the oil industry. It was called checks and balances, which used to be something you didn't need an ATM card for, right? Let's talk about state politics. The GOP in North Carolina. Wow. Here's the quick summary. The Republican governor lost. On his way out, the Republican state house voted to take away a bunch of power from the new Democratic governor. Appointments, redistricting, political power, legislatively taken away. It's essentially the political equivalent of filling the toilet with cement when you get foreclosed. So the outgoing governor signed into law a bill that takes all the power from the new governor. The biggest question that comes to my mind, how is this the first time this has ever happened, right? Ingenious. I'm surprised we don't see this every 4 years. A new study's out that says 1 in 10 airline pilots suffer from untreated depression, which is also called life. But okay. I can understand the stat because airline pilots, they got a lot of ups and downs. You know, I'm going to write that down. That's good. Lot of ups and downs. Send that one to Leno. I think I still got his fax number. In weather, maybe you can help me out here. What's the difference between Hollywood and Hollywood Hills? Or should I just look outside of LA and look at Pasadena, Eagle Rock, maybe Santa Barbara? Limited options, I know, but still better than here. My Lord. And it's going to get colder? Winter weather includes more snow, more cold, grounded flights, stalled metro trains, and that frozen gray look on all area roads. And it's the middle of December. What's going on? What did we do? Is this all because the Bears suck? In sports, the Bears. Yes, they will be punished for such a miserable season with miserable weather on Sunday. It probably won't break the NFL's coldest game record because, well, this team doesn't really deserve to break any records. Alshon Jeffrey is back, but the Packers are huge favorites on the road. Marquise Wilson broke his foot again for the third year in a row. Hey, at least he's consistent, right? Looking for consistency? You got it. Also, Pernell McPhee was quoted as saying that wearing sleeves during the game is a sign of weakness. Yeah, it is. It's a human weakness. We don't have fur. This is why we're going to go extinct. You know who else has a weakness? Slow zebras. It's evolution. Look it up. I don't want to take like evolution cues from linebackers. Aroldis Chapman told reporters today that Cubs manager Joe Madden overused him in the playoffs this year. Of course, if you care to remember, Madden brought Chapman in the seventh inning during the World Series, and he pitched during a meaningless ninth inning. And then Chapman served up a homer in Game 7 to blow the save. But the missing part of this story? The Cubs won the World Series. So who cares? It's a fun kicker story. Or go with the water skiing squirrel. It doesn't matter. Move on. Nothing to see here. Are the White Sox done dealing? Sources say that the Sox are trying to move starting pitcher Jose Quintana to the Astros for a slew of talented prospects. The Astros believe that the asking price is too high, but then again, they're not that great at money since, you know, they used to play at Enron Field. And another big win for the Blackhawks last night in New York against the Islanders. They're so good this year, 20-8. Taves is back, Corey Crawford skating again, but Scott Darling, he's going to be in goal this weekend for a showdown at the UC against the Blues. If you guys don't mind, hockey baby! Pretty good, huh? And finally tonight, Rogue One, the new Star Wars movies in theaters. I can tell because all my Facebook friends are taking photos of their tickets, which is a terrible way to use social media. Also, I'm so bummed. I put my brown cape into the dry cleaner. I don't think it's going to be ready by the weekend. I only have one brown cape. What am I going to do? This movie's not a prequel nor a sequel. It's a new genre they're calling Money Grab. Yep. Basically, it's a two-hour movie adapted from the very first two on-screen sentences of Star Wars. So what's it mean? It means Star Wars is going to ruin Christmases for hundreds of years to come. That's the carryout for December 16, 2016. Hey, we got a big special on eggnog. But you know what? We ran out of eggs, so it's just nog.